Hello, this is Alex.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you today?
Yes, you could help me. I talked to one of your associates over a week ago, and I was supposed to get a credit on my card for a charge that I, was not expecting. And it's been over a week, and I have not seen the credit on my account yet. I believe I gave her my name and my number. If you could just bring my account up.
Does your number end in 809?
Yes, that's my phone number.
I just tried.
Now, I have a second phone number, too, which I could have used.
What's your second phone number?
267-788-2854. That's my mobile number. I'm speaking to you on my, landline.
267-788-2854. Okay. Okay, can I get your zip code, sir?
19146.
19446?
19146.
19146.
I would think that she put it in. I believe we, as we talked about it, it was supposed to get a charge of about $5.90. But the rest of it was going to be credited.
And what's your first name?
Alexander.
Soroka? Okay.
Yes.
Give me 1 second while the account loads.
Okay.
Okay, so I have your account pulled up.
Yeah, the $67.32.
Yes, it's for a stealth drone. So once you ordered that first one,
it was on a line. It was supposed to be for free.
So once you ordered that first one, you had like a seven-day shipping trial. And if you didn't cancel within that 7 days after it shipped, then you'd be billed the original price for the drone.
Well, I mean, I didn't.
And all that
I tried to do it as quickly as possible. So I got it, and it was in the house for several days before I opened it, and it was not what I was expecting. And again, it was I'm going to have to spend hours putting it together. And it was supposed to come free when I saw I got my credit card statement is where I saw the charge on it, which I was not expecting. So I called, and on the credit card balance, and the thing is where I get your phone number. You know, as soon as I saw it, I called, and that was, obviously that was over a week ago when I spoke to your associate. You know, when I went on, I checked my balances online, and that's where I saw it, and that's where I have the phone number. you know, again, I went back over to it to see whether or not the credit hit, and still has not. That's when I went back to the original phone number.
Okay, let's go to it. Customer call to cancel account. Customer call to dispute charges. Tell him if the charges is valid, third month bank. Getting them to dispute his offer him 35% back. Decline offer 50% he requested.
You know, I'm doing this to avoid me just getting in touch with my credit card company, you know, talking to their fraud department and having them call and deal with you. I figure, you know, there's other times where I've had, you know, I paid for a shipping charge, and next thing you know, I have 10 people giving me subscriptions.
Yes.
You know, all of a sudden, that $3 charge turns into many more charges of $50, $60, $80. So, immediately I saw your phone number. I said, let me call you guys first.
Okay, sir. So I see where you talked to somebody on the 18th November, and see, put it in the notes that you accept a 75%.
And she gave me a price of like $5 or something.
Yes, it was $50.48.
So $5.48, you're saying, right?
It was $50.48.
$50, you're saying?
Yes.
No, it was definitely 70. What's 75% off of $68?
It was a 67.32. So 75% of 67.32 is $50.48.
So it's $7.48?
$50.48.
75%. What? 75% off of $67 is what?
75% of 67.32 is $50.48, sir.
I want the whole thing credited. I don't want to pay for any of it. Everything should be credited.
Well, and then
I should pay zero of
it. So that's what I just did, and I can't do another transaction.
So it's going to be down to zero on my credit card, right? If not, I'm just gonna call the fraud department of the credit card company. I'll have them deal with you, because I'm not gonna pay any of it at this point.
Well, the last caller you talked to, she said you accepted a 75%, and that's what I just did.
Well, 75%, I was saying 75% of the $67.
Yes, 75% of $67 is $50.48.
No, 50% of $67 is $30 and something.
50%
of 67. Another 25, another 50% off of the 30 should be like $15 or something, which I don't even want to pay that. At this point, if this is a piece of junk that I got in the house,
50%.
At this point, I want it to be down to zero. I'm going to call up the credit card company and say, you know, I was supposed to get this thing for free, and I'm just going to call up it. At this point, I want this to be down to zero. I mean, this is junk. If you want to send me a what do you call it, a mailing label to send it back to you, I will do that because I didn't want to. I took a brief look at it, and it's not something I'd ever order. You know, I'm going to expect you to get this down to zero, and I can expect the shipping label sent to me, and I'll send it back.
Fifty percent of 67.32 is 33.66, and
75. I do not want that. I know. I want at this point. I'm not happy. 66. I want the whole thing. I don't want to pay anything. Get it down to zero. I'm going to call my credit card company and say, I mean, this was fraudulent. I mean, I was supposed to get this thing for free. I mean, if I was going to pay $5 for shipping it to me, you know, it's something I would never do. Or I have a bunch of it's a puzzle pieces. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay.
Gracias.